One Madison is a luxury residential condominium tower located at 23 East 22nd Street, not One Madison as the name may imply. It is comprised of 53 residential units across 60 floors. One of the most distinctive features of the building is its dramatic slenderness ratio of 12 to 1, meaning it is 12 times as high, 621 feet, as it is wide, 50 by 53 feet. One Madison is one of the most slender buildings in New York City, and it was the tallest building in the neighborhood prior to being eclipsed recently by a staggering 160 feet by the building at 45 East 22nd Street. This slenderness ratio is possible due to an innovative structural system that incorporates rooftop liquid mass dampers and sheer concrete walls embedded in the building's core in the shape of a cross. These internal walls allow each unit to have windows on all sides and unobstructed views of at least some of the following: the Empire State Building, the Hudson River, Madison Square Park, the Freedom Tower, and Manhattan's bridges. In the case of Giselle and Tom Brady's 14,003,300-square-foot apartment on the 47th floor, which they put on the rental market in 2014 to the tune of $40,000 a month, their 360-degree views included all of those landmarks. One Madison was the brainchild of Ira Shapiro and Mark Jacobs, two friends from Rockland County. On this site previously sat a two-story McDonald's and a rickety walk-up, but in the early 2000s, Shapiro and Jacobs had a vision. Madison Square Park was in the process of an extraordinary transformation, and most importantly, there were no landmark restrictions, and the zoning supported a tall building. They had no trouble getting a loan during the real estate bubble, and construction began in 2006. The partnership proceeded to spend lavishly to realize their dream. The slogan on the building's website originally said, "It's not lonely at the top, just very, very exclusive." One Madison was one of the hottest buildings in the city, and everyone seemed to want a piece of it. Rumors circulated that Naomi Watts, Liev Schreiber, and Susan Sarandon were moving in. The New York Times described a $31 million offer on one unit that could have broken downtown records. By the summer of 2008, the building was still a construction site, but according to Shapiro, there were offers on nearly all of the units. Unfortunately, in order to keep up with the Joneses, you often have to spend with the Joneses, and the partners were doing just that. Despite their original loan from Credit Suisse and their refinance loan with iStar Financial, they were asking everyone they could for money: tennis buddies, prospective buyers, neighbors, to cover cost overruns. Apparently, good old Shapiro had been using the company charge card to pay for private jet and helicopter rides, Miley Cyrus tickets, and $30,000 a month of wine. He was also supposedly falsifying Jacob's name on various loan documents. Needless to say, the friends weren't so friendly after that. When the economy collapsed and the real estate market imploded in 2009, the Naomis and Leaves of the world disappeared. Some with contracts wriggled out of them after filing complaints with the state attorney general. By early 2010, only 12 units had sold. Those sales generated only $38 million, far too little to cover the overwhelming debts. Out of cash, Jacobs and Shapiro stopped paying their bills. iStar, the bank they had their refinance loan with, began foreclosure proceedings to try to recoup its investment in One Madison. Everyone else Shapiro and Jacobs owed money, from the plumbers to their neighbors, sued. At one point, Shapiro counted 40 lawsuits in which he or one of his companies was named as a defendant. Ultimately, in June 2010, the project filed for bankruptcy and was stalled. In walks related companies, the developer of the Time Warner Center, with a lot of cash and a solid reputation. When related companies took control of One Madison in 2013, about half of the units were finished, with interiors designed by Centra Rudy, the architecture firm that also designed the building's exterior. For the remaining apartments, which were in various states of completion, the new owners hired the interior design firm Yabu Puschelberg, which also created the interiors of the new main lobby and the amenity spaces. Amenities in the building include a lounge and private screening room, an upscale restaurant run by Chef Charlie Trotter, a wine cellar, a spa and fitness room, a room for yoga, a 50-foot lap pool and steam room, and a playroom for children. A full-time doorman is enhanced with concierge service. I guess once the amenities were complete, the famous people came back, because in addition to Tom and Giselle, other notable residents of the building have included Peter Buffett, son of Warren Buffett, Frederick Eklund, a principal in the reality TV series Million Dollar Listing New York, and Rupert Murdoch, who bought the building's 6,850-square-foot triplex penthouse with a 586-square-foot wraparound terrace and another full-floor apartment below it for a total of $57.3 million in February 2014.